beautiful humans. Just thought I'd do an impromptu podcast. And when I set this up to do it, I was actually going to do a podcast on human design software and apps, because I've written a ton of notes as I've been experimenting over all these years. And it's always a question that people ask me. But you know what? When I'm sitting here right now, I'm 2 days away from traveling for 2.5 weeks on my own. And for some people, that's a nothing. That's very common. But for me, I've been parenting for pretty much 30 years, 30 plus years. I'm now a grandmother. So my life has always been about the other, you know. And when we look at human design, my design sun and earth is in gate 27 and 28. And this has always been something that's reflected that. And if you saw my vulnerable share recently, you will also know that my mum, who I was raised by, my adoptive mum, that was her sun and earth. And there's been this part of me that's really been exploring the 27, especially of over nurturing and over committing to things and people and nourishing them more than myself. And so having this burnout or having this just exhaustion all the time of going, well, what about me? Essentially, that's what it's come down to, of going, well, what about me? And so the lessons that it's taken and the boundaries, I hate the word boundaries sometimes. I just feel like they're a big block, but I understand them. So I don't know if you have an issue with the word boundaries, but I do. It's just like, none shall pass. Yet it's also very much a, well, we need to create healthy, you know, energetic constructs that protect us and inform others into, you know, how they can approach us and how they can't. And so this 27, you know, has really been a big part of my life, obviously the 27 and the 28. And I feel, and I've said this before, and it's not something that anybody else is really talking about, or maybe they are, it's just my own lived experience. But as we get older, there's a part of our unconscious design that really starts to become more aware of it, I feel. And so I understand my personality side, but then I look to the unconscious parts of me that go, this maybe was who you were supposed to be, or this is what you brought into this world. And now that you're relaxing in yourself and feeling more solid and confident in who you are, and I'm approaching my fifth decade, you know, I'm on my Chiron return. There's so much happening in my life where I'm like, fuck everyone. This is about my experience, because it's only when I can show up as me that everybody benefits from that. I didn't get that for a very long time. And this is the 27 playing out. So I found that this has been a really big thing for me and the people that come into my awareness. It's like, well, don't discount that design side, because it does rear itself. It's like you heard me talk about, you know, this is just my words, by the way, the hand of God. And the hand of God to me is that divine force. And I don't know what it is. I always like to think it's the hand of God. It's just like something going, you will do this. And then there's no choice. It's something that just happens. And I'm going, right, here I am. I'm allowing myself to, air quote, surrender. But I'm also a willing participant in that. And so I'm like, okay, I trust this is the direction you want me to go. And I'm leaping into uncertainty. That's the hand of God. So often when I talk about that, it's just like, okay, this is what has come through. This is how I'm feeling. And here I am showing up, and it's really uncomfortable. And it just happens. And then I'm often surprised by how well it works out, or what new gifts or insights it grants me. So I don't know if you have those moments of hand of God, but if you do, I'd love to hear. It's just those moments in time where we are not thinking, we're not over conceptualizing things, and it just is a beautiful way of being present. So I am going away. And as I was saying there before, it's going away is not always a big deal for some people, because maybe they're single, or maybe they have this in their lives. But for me, parenting throughout this period of time, I've always been here for others. And even when I've done a lot of work and, you know, things like that, I'm still here for my family, and I always have been. And there's been trips that I've done. I think before I had the little ones, my older girls, I know that I went on a few trips, you know, for a week. Sorry, I've got hair, and if you see me, if you're watching this and I'm flicking, it's just like there's a fan. There's been these moments, but it's always involved other people, whether it's friends or boyfriends or husbands or whatever. But I've never done something for this long on my own. And since discovering human design, it's been very important that I have these moments to myself. And I really enjoy, I will share this with anybody all the time, that I really enjoy traveling on my own. Because when I'm traveling or when I'm in other people's spaces, I find myself looking after them. Again, here is this 27, 28 coming in, and it's in detriment. You know, it's not healthy for me, because I automatically want to support them and make sure they're happy and that we're doing things that everybody is in agreeance with, and it's equal and it's fair. But when I travel on my own, I can be selfish. And there's a part of my human design that the shadow side of it is selfishness. And when I looked at that years ago, I thought, oh gosh, you know, maybe there is this deep part of me that's always wanted to be really selfish. And I can be when I get, you know, in this state. But I realize selfishness is not always a shadow. It's actually can be a city. We're talking Jinkies here. Because it's not a selfishness. Selfishness is not in the sense of going, I'm going to put myself above you because I want to get ahead. It's not about I'm going to be me, me, me. This selfishness in this regard is about I matter, and I'm going to take care of myself first and foremost, because I know that taking care of this human, this beingness, this me-ness, benefits everyone when I can breathe, think, feel, be. So this trip is very selfish in that approach, because I am leaving my family, my, you know, 9 and 8 year old with their dad. That there's a fear there of going, oh my gosh, is everyone going to be okay again? Checking in with myself to go, that will be fine. But it's still there because I care, and I care very deeply. But I know that I've known this for a while since that car accident, because when I had this car accident and it rendered me a bit useless and I had to take so much time off work and I couldn't work, I couldn't physically do anything, and it literally bitch slapped me. Figuratively, but physically, to go, what exactly are you doing and where are you going? And it's a joke, a loving joke here in my family, where people often say to me, spirit is not subtle with you. When I don't listen, I get slapped, and I get slapped very hard, and it's very much in my awareness. And I need that. I think sometimes I get a little bit like, caught in the world, and then suddenly it's, here you go, you're paying attention. Why aren't you paying attention? Well, if you're not going to pay attention, I'm going to make you pay attention. And you're going to have to ponder this, and you're going to have to lick your wounds, and you're going to do all this stuff. So the best thing you can do for yourself, this is a lesson. If I could have a, you know, a little angel Annie and a little devil Annie sitting on each shoulder, it's always like, well, the best lesson that you could learn here and the best thing that you can do is listen. So I try to listen as much as I can now. And that was one of the moments in time where I'm like, if I should something happen, and it was at this point in time, 2 years or whatever it was in time, and the world again shut down, and I never got to do these things, what would Annie like to do for Annie? What nourishment can you give yourself? What nourishment can you give Annie that's always needed that? And straight away it was like, I want a trip. I want time with myself, like not just a weekend. I want time. And I've always wanted to go to Egypt. And one of my long-term friends and ex-mentors, someone I trained under in a way, she goes to Egypt every year, and I love that. And I'm like, wow, I want to go to Egypt. But when I sat with myself, and it's just like, where are you going to go? And in this meditative state, it's got to Peru. I'm like, what the? Why? Why would I want to go to Peru? Like, it is, I'm in Australia. It is, okay, Egypt's a long way too. Everywhere is a long way when you live in Australia. But I'm like, why would I want to go to Peru? And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, that's where we're going. I just trusted it. It was just this moment. I trusted. And here is how it all works when you surrender or when you allow flow. So in that moment of me going, okay, I don't know why, but that's where I'm going. And I could see the mountains in my mind's eye. I could feel it. I could taste it. I could smell it. I've never been there. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to Peru. Where in Peru should I go? And then you straight away, you just go, oh, Machu Picchu and all of these things. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know straight away that there was a woman who I've been following. She's a fellow Australian, Sialanu Estrella. And I was like, I'm going to go on a retreat with her, because if I want one thing in my life, it's not just to be free of my obligations, but it's also to be really spiritually connected with myself and the land. That is it. That's all I've wanted. I just want to go. I just want to be free and with myself and on lands where I can just connect. And so before I knew it, an email had come through and there was a flight sale on. Of course there was. And there was a red, here in Australia, it's called a red sale. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to look at these flights. And they came up and I'm like, oh, that's not too bad. And then I looked, I found myself dropping the little, you know, drop down. Instead of going economy, I'm going business. And it was cheap. it was cheap. It was affordable. It was totally affordable. It was actually even more affordable than I ever thought it would be. And I just went, I'm doing this. And I have a first line body. So I have this ability. I've always had this ability to be able to research and find anything that I need. I could have been a PI, you know, private investigator. I would have made a phenomenal travel agent because of the things that I can find. So I have that as a gift. So when I found these flights, I just grabbed them. And that was just so affordable. If anything, it was only slightly more money by slightly, you know, not even half more than what it was to fly economy. So I'm like, okay, I'm now a posh bitch. I'm flying business. But I'm like, you deserve that. That's a gift to yourself. Like, you deserve nurturing and nourishment. You deserve to be well rested. If you're taking this trip for yourself and your intention is to honor yourself, then you're going to honor the body. You're going to honor your vessel. And it is a long way to fly. I'm also Australian, so we don't have altitude here. and I'm flying into a extremely high altitude place. It's my biggest fear, by the way. So this just came about, and I was like, this is what I'm doing. And I just surrendered and I trusted. But what came about over the next couple of weeks from me booking that is I still got went, why am I going to Peru? What's in Peru for me? Now, I've done a lot of shamanic stuff as well, but I've never really identified with being a shaman because if you see how white I am, if I'm from Australia. But there's something about it that's always felt like it's home. And there's a part of the Munakai when I trained to be a Munakai facilitator, it really brings in a lot of that shaman stuff. And I love it. I love it. I love it. It's always felt like completely natural. But again, there's a part of me that always felt like that was a bit of a facade, bit of fakeness. But over those couple of weeks after I booked that ticket, I suddenly was going through a drawer, an old drawer of mine, like an old like box drawer, and I found these CDs. Now, when my partner and I got together, I'd shared with him that my favorite cartoon throughout all of my childhood was The Mysterious Cities of Gold. I might be showing my age here. I probably am. It's old. And every morning before going to school, I would watch this period. And on the old TVs, or on my TV, it had the time in a digital time. So I'd watch it and I knew that I had to get to the bus at a certain amount of time. So sometimes I never got to watch the last minute of that because I had to get to the bus. But sometimes I'd ride the line to get. Oh, I just need to know what's happening. But this was my life for years, watching The Mysterious Cities of Gold. And I was deeply, as only a reflector can be, deeply immersed into what was going on for them and their journey through this. And so when I found these CDs, which is something that Jason had bought me when we first were dating, he bought me the DVDs. And I thought, oh, and I'm actually feeling that right now as I'm saying that out loud, re-feeling it because it became such a, I'm not just going to Peru out of a whim. It's always been a part of me. It's always been there. I've always wanted to, can feel it. Just finding myself getting emotional in that. Just feeling that of going anchoring in. But it's always been a part of me. And I'd forgotten. So I don't necessarily know what is going to come out. Like I've said to people over the last, since I booked those flights and since I booked this trip last year, I don't know what Annie's going to come back as. I do because I know myself, but I really feel like this year I'm shedding so much bullshit. I'm feisty as fuck. I'll call people out on things when they're just being assholes. I'm really standing up for myself more than I ever had. And I'm not tolerating shitty behavior. This could be me getting older, but it's also me standing in my own divine essence to go, And that's also been in this human design space of me just really starting to push back on a lot of things to go, no, that's shit and bull crap. And you're teaching people incorrect information. And I've had to ask myself numerous times, What have you done? What have you shared? Or what have you taught inadvertently? So I'm mindful of that as well, because what I'm seeing in this space, just through my own reflection, so many people are not living per their human design. They're not honoring their mechanics. They're not honoring the system for what it is. They are creating like glamours and glimmers and just this big bullshit bubble of fucking crap, and they're subjecting you to it. It's not a lived experience. It's just rehashed information over and over and over. And then maybe it might be pushed out through their own lens, and that's totally fine. But if people are not living their design and they're not actually honoring the mechanics, then who the fuck are you to be teaching it? So some of the most respected people that I have in my life that are teaching it, I watch them. I've been in their space and I see them living it. Experimenting with it, you know, being honest and vulnerable about it. And then I see other people, and a lot of these people I know very personally, and I think, you're a fake. Yeah, you might intellectually know that information, but fuck me, you are not living it. You are a fraud. Maybe that's a bit judgmental, but it feels like that for me. So I just go, I can't feel safe in that environment when your energy doesn't match what you're saying. And we're seeing this a lot. Why am I saying that? Because it kind of has been my journey this year of just watching fakeness and watching fraudulent behaviors, I suppose, and just people being, yeah, just gross. It's just felt really gross. And I've watched part of myself be gross and, you know, what parts have I done this and done that, and really just take responsibility for my own actions at the same time observing and watching what's happening around me. And now I can like somebody personally and not approve of what they're saying. And in this way, and if you've ever heard me rant about AI, I think this is what I always felt in my body of why I didn't like it. It's because everyone now is a flipping expert and they really aren't. But people are just reading and consuming this information and being conditioned constantly. Like, it's just a constant hit. And I don't even know why that upsets me, but it does. So, again, getting back to me going away, this is a trip for me also to be away from life, from things, from people, to really sit with myself in this process. Am I nervous? No. I'm not nervous to sit with myself. I've sat with myself a lot over the last X amount of years. I am nervous to leave my family for such a long period of time. You know, I care deeply and I know they're going to be okay, but it's just the mum in me that goes, I won't be able to plait your hair every day or go to your soccer games for a couple of weeks. And yeah, these small things matter. I take them very personally, but, you know, they will be okay. And we've had lots of chats about that. So, yeah, so much for my little chat here about the software. And I will do that because it's quite important, again, when we talk about fakeness or when we talk about, you know, correct information, it's like, well, some of the apps out there is just, ooh, where are you getting information from? What are you doing? What's happening? And I'm going to share a little bit more about it, and I'll touch on it very briefly now. I wanted to do this last year as well, but I found myself just not. But at the conference that we just had here in Australia, I was so impacted by not just having Mila here from Sweden, because she came and stayed with me, and she's a very informed manifester. I also had my friend Ray, who's a reflector, 2-5 reflector, come from Hawaii and be in my space. I'm so grateful for that. That was just so heart expanding to have those two humans in my space. But in that moment, I also was very aware of watching this play out of people who are using type strategy and authority in incorrect ways. They're not even, again, they're not doing it. They're not even doing it themselves. They're teaching it, but they're not living it. How are they, you know, not all of them are living it. And I just was like, what the fuck? So I don't know yet. Still, I'm still processing how that feels for me. And when I come back, I might have something to say on that, or I won't, or I'll just let it go. But I'm just going to put this here to go, be very careful, be very aware of who you're digesting information from as a reflector, as any person, because a lot of the time, rarely, these people are living it or have experience. And I'll give you an example. I have felt that I've kind of understood the mechanics. But when you've got a very aware manifestor in your aura, and you realize, again, I'm using this 27 again. Are you okay? Is everything all right? And it's just like you are pushing on an aura that just wants to say to you, fuck off. I will tell you if I need something. And that we had many conversations, Mila and I, about this. And it was really good to be able to have those conversations because of my conditioning, you know, of going, I'm seeing this happen and I'm doing this. And I'm like tripping over myself to make sure you're okay. But mechanically, I knew she would always inform me. She wanted something. She's like, it was huge. Just in that moment, just, you know, that's a small example, but it was more than that because it was an energetic frequency shift. Again, it was one of those things that you just can't really put into words. It was just like, ooh, something shifted again. It was like another shift in Annie to go, you know what? I am very aware now of people. I'm probably a better reflector now, because if reflectors are here to like see where it's not working, I can see it even more so now to go, you're not living in alignment. Oh, yeah, what's all coming out of this big hole in your mouth? You say you are, but there's no part of you that understands the mechanics, because I watched projectors do fucking weird shit that they shouldn't be doing. If we're talking human design mechanics here, of just going, look at you just launching into initiation. Generators doing the same thing. Manigens freaking telling us they're tired all the time. And it's just like, well, what part of you is not in alignment? Even other manifestors just being, and reflectors, I watched myself just go, what part are you not honoring yourself? And just coming in, guns blazing. So it's been a very beautiful, it's been a great year. That's all I want to say. It has been a really bloody amazing year, for insights, for depth. I'm all about the depth. None of this surface level stuff for me. I've known that for a very long time, but it's just getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And I don't have time. I do. I have a lot of time, actually, but it's a saying, isn't it? I find myself sprouting sayings, but I really don't want to experience behaviors and people who are just not in alignment with me. They're saying one thing and they're doing another. They're inconsistent. It's just like, how does that feel for me? It feels awful and uncomfortable. I don't want to be around that. So I already know that I'm letting go of a lot. I have been for this most of this year, but there's a lot that's going to be changing in this space and other spaces, because of who I am and my training and where I'm at and where I want to go in life. And it will involve depth, and it will involve none of this fluff and bullshit and high vibe. I'm air quoting that. I don't want to be high vibe. I want to be real. I will always be real. I will just show up and be real and be vulnerable and share my truth as I see it, but also be very kind and considerate to admit when I'm wrong, to have uncomfortable conversations, to be present, to be real, to use my mind and not just allow everybody else to use it for me. I want to have conversations. I want to involve my thinking bits with my body. I want to have a relationship with myself. And that involves the mind and the body. So it's not all when people say, get out of your head and into your body. It's like, I want to have a relationship. I want to understand the dynamics that go on here and how they both can support each other. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up because I am rambling and I've got a list of things that I need to do. So you won't hear from me for a while. I'm going to be a little bit absent. And I look forward to returning and hopefully sharing some more insights with you and sitting in space with beautiful fellow humans and their stories. That's never going to change. I feel that we all have a story to share. So I'm sending you much love, thinking of you, and I will talk to you soon.